Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
So this is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
You're so hot.
Yeah, I need me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Hold out here for a pill. Granny trying to get this money for a real.
I hope to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. Oh, yeah. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Let's get ready to smoke. And you know what's up? It's the first of the month. Here we go. Let's kick it off. We're going to talk about some fantasy football rankings today. Curious to see where everybody has other folks ranked as well. Let's get it. What up, strangers? And all I gotta say is I got the best news yesterday. I never thought I would live to see first schedule 3 next recreational. Yeah, I can't wait, man. Let's talk about it more. Throw any kind of news that you know about that in the chat. Oh man, Tina, the MB sucks. Neil said Marvin Harrison, the 101 in rookie draft, super flex or single QB, or does it matter any format for you? Go in there. Neil's not messing around. He says all formats. Who agrees? What up, Marco? The dude from the loot to the future. Stranger, so is it official? Or is it just something that's going to be going on the ballot? Because I've been seeing stuff, you know, like, I mean, just stuff on the internet, seeing Schedule 2, Schedule 3, like all these kind of things. And, but yeah, I'm so jazzed I can finally relax about my stash while touring the country with my RV. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I don't want to go traveling a bunch of places. Tino said, let me call it in. Marvin is a top 10 wide receiver for the next 8 years. I mean, maybe after this year. I just don't think he's going to be a top 10 receiver this year. But shit, he could. We know that he has the top end ability. Is Kyler going to be able to support it? Is that offense going to be able to support it? Finally, they don't have Cliff Kingsbury's shitty coaching ass over there, because that was the biggest part for Kyler for the last couple years was the fucking it was just the play calling from Kingsbury's horrible. Yeah, it worked in college, but guess what? That shit failed every step of the way. Until he's got out of there. And Tino said, I think it's official, but it's still illegal, just less illegal now. Well, I mean, thing is if it's a Schedule 1 drug versus a Schedule 3, I mean, that's, I mean, even a Schedule One versus Schedule Two. Kind of crazy how cocaine's a Schedule Two and weed is a Schedule One. Very, very interesting. Stranger said, I couldn't do it today because we're not there yet, but they said they are doing that. Sooner rather than later, hopefully this year. And you know what's crazy is I know that that was something that, like, Joe Biden and shit was, like, pretending like he was going to do. So hopefully it's something that he does do. But, yeah, we need it. We need change at the federal level. Like, I mean, it's time. It's time. Tina said you get 3 years instead of 10 years. It's still sketch. Well, I mean, hey, in some places, I get it. And Stranger said, Huss, I understand your reluctance to travel with it for many years. Circumnavigated Nevada when it was zero tolerance. Bro, like, if it was, like, obviously, when I'm younger, you know, like, shit. I mean, going to Vegas, like, you always got weed. Like, come on, like, shit like that. And I'm not talking about everywhere in Nevada, you know. But, and even then, I started coming in 2007. That's when I turned 21. So I know that the laws were more laxed in 2007 than they were maybe even 10 years before that. Just, you know, in the mid 90s where it was super, super zero tolerance. But yeah, that is, yeah, that's always been an issue for me, is worried about, like, where the hell I'm going to go. Like, and we, is we going to get me in trouble? The Tycho cast that I got. Pick three in my Dynasty Superflex, and I'm taking Neighbors, even if he's on the Giants. Tell me something to make me happy about that. I took Neighbors at the number three as well, where I needed a wide receiver. I mean, a shitload of drafts. So, like, I tried to diagnose what my biggest need was on every single team. And if I had the number three pick and I needed a QB very bad, I took Jaden Daniels. If he was there, he was there in a few of them. Because, I mean, shit, Caleb and Marvin Harrison Jr., those were, like, pretty much – not the unanimous one and two, because I saw Marvin Harrison Jr. go at the number four a couple times, like three QBs in a row. Must have been teams that were super, super QB needy as well. But yeah, the only thing good that I could say is Neighbors is super fucking talented. He's already the number one because they have nobody, like, over there. That's the only thing good that I can say, and that I'm there with you. I'm there with you. I got a few shares of Neighbors, and I'm happy about it and not happy about it at the same time, because I'm happy about it because of his talent, not happy about it because the Giants suck and Danny Pesos sucks. So, yeah, it's going to be a love-hate relationship with Neighbors, I'm sure, in year one. And hopefully they get some kind of QB situated, you know, for his year two. But the best thing that we can hope for in year one in Neighbors is just crazy volume. Like, crazy volume. It might be like real shitty, like, as far as like his catch percentage and all that, because it might, you know, there might be so many undeemed catchable balls, like all that kind of shit. But yeah, I think that if you didn't need a QB, then yeah, Neighbors was the pick. What strangers say, said Schedule Three, tell me, is gonna be federal medical card. That's interesting. I would definitely be getting a federal medical card if that was the thing, for sure. Then you can go anywhere with it, right? Marco said, like, this one guy who's 98 years in prison for dealing weed. Like, it's insane, man. It's bullshit. I mean, the war on drugs is modern day slavery. Like, it always has been. It always will be. Anybody who doesn't understand that, you don't know what the prison systems are like, because prison systems do so much work for so many companies around the country. It's insane. And they're working for pennies a day. So, yeah, I understand that slavery, you know, they weren't getting paid anything. But yeah, when you're in this type of world that we're in right now, if you're in prison for weed, whether it's selling, it doesn't even matter whether it's selling or I mean, there's people who are in there for consumption who, like, got a third strike because of weed. Like, man, it's ridiculous. Transitino, follow the money. First it'll be a federal medical card, and there'll be federal recreational, so they can tax everybody, for sure. I mean who are the first ones? Colorado, Washington, I know California was somewhere amongst the mix of some of the first ones going like fully recreational, like all of that. This has really been their research and development, right? Like, I mean, they have to figure out how they can tax it. They have to figure out, like, you know, just levels that they can tax it at. I mean, so much stuff goes behind that. But yeah, Tino said Schedule 3 means it's still illegal. They can still test on it, hand out prescriptions. I think it's kind of like steroids, I believe. Crispy said, what up, losers? Crispy, shut the hell up. Yeah, correct. Schedule 3 means illegal without a prescription. Okay. I don't see them giving out medical cards for steroids. Well, hey, I mean, yeah, Strange said medical card. Yeah, but there's the people. There are people with prescriptions for steroids, for sure. For sure. And it may not be the steroids that we're thinking about, you know, like the steroid. Like, I think a lot of people confuse steroids and HGH. Just because, I mean, they're kind of like one, they're very, very similar to what we think, are the outcomes of, like, if you use them. But yeah, I mean, I knew someone who had bad asthma who was on steroids for like shit until it was like 17 or 18, until he was damn near an adult. So yeah, it's just, it's different, different types of steroids out there. And shout out to our man, Johnny. He said, speaking some early morning truth. Yeah, we already got brought down the rabbit hole of that. Hell yeah, we haven't even got into the rookie rankings yet other than Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. at the 101 is what Emil said. And let's see. Marco said he got out of prison or so. A year or so ago after 32 years in prison for a nonviolent crime. I mean, it's crazy, man. The war on drugs is ridiculous. Emil said Toronto is trying to decriminalize cocaine. I mean, as they should, right? Like, I mean, if you have a small amount of any kind of drug, it doesn't matter what the fuck it is. Like, you should not be going to prison, like, for it. Like, doesn't matter. And it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. I mean, the mushrooms getting decriminalized. I don't know if it's been decriminalized officially in California, but I know in Oregon it has been. Tino said Montel Williams, Real Spit was part of the first group to get medical cannabis. I believe it. Was it in Cali? What was that, like 96 or 94 or something like that? Our man Hess, he was one of the guys who was out there getting signatures for that shit to pass. Was it Prop 215? Yeah, Stranger said there's tons of different steroids. I had some that were eye drops when I got a bad scratch from my eyeball. Crazy. Tino said, dude, I wonder if it would have worked if he drank it. I doubt it. I mean, I'm sure. Tino said, Tino, wrong kind of steroids for that. For sure. For sure. Stranger said has to criminalize and hard drugs didn't work out too well for Oregon. They're recriminalizing it. Yeah, I mean, because it's all about the way that it's handled. I mean, Oregon was on some other shit, though. Like, I mean, they were fucking giving people heroin, giving people cocaine, and like, yeah, it was to like lean them off of it. But I don't know, like, that it's one of those things. Like, if you're a habitual user of anything and you're homeless, they're gonna figure out ways to like put you in jail. Like, I mean, that it's tax dollars. Like, that's what's crazy. You don't get tax dollars for decriminalizing stuff. You get tax dollars for putting people in jail. So yeah, I mean, it's no matter what laws get created, there's going to be people who exploit it. So yeah, it's on whoever these lawmakers are and whoever is putting these bills into place to make sure that there's some kind of system in place. They're like, it's not going to work no matter what happens. And strangers in Oregon. So I know he's our ear to the streets over there. And see, I guess what's crazy is like when it comes to decriminalization, if you're someone who's getting arrested a lot or in a position of where you're going to be dealing with cops, you know, a bunch, like decriminalizing doesn't work, because like if you're always getting caught and you're always doing shit that you're not supposed to be doing, you know, if it's people who are just like sitting at home fucking, whether they're shooting up heroin or whether they're fucking, you know, snorting cocaine, if you're at home, you're not bothering anybody. Like the decriminalization doesn't even matter if it's decriminalized, because you're not going to be dealing with the law. But yeah, it's all the motherfuckers you got to deal with the law. And it sucks, because it probably is, you know, a bunch of the transient, you know, homeless community and things like that. But there's so many problems like that. Drugs are like, you know, if it's someone using drugs, that's like the least of their concerns amongst all those transient homeless people, I'm sure. Tino said, I think they should have to leave it to the states, that the states decide what's legal or illegal. I'm good with people picking up the laws, picking the laws in their own communities. Well, see, that's what's tough, because like in the state of California, how many different fucking communities and cities, and, you know, Texas, different communities, different cities, like New York, fucking huge, Florida, fucking huge. I mean, there's some of these states that are bigger than entire countries, you know, and like that's kind of the hard part. That's the hard part. Would Crispy say, said, I know someone got hella pissed that I took Harrison in the 16 at the 101. I bet. Tina said it would at least make me feel like my vote counted. Yeah. Don't even get me started on that. But yeah, the local elections, at least your vote does, you know, count more than these national fucking, you know, elections or whatever. All right, we got. Okay. We're going to be starting the draft. We're waiting for one person to pay. And they were having a bunch of issues with like literally everything. But good to go now. So we're going to go kick that one off. That's the number 22. So if you're in the number 22. Or wait, not the 22. Number 14. We go unlock the last person over there. Let's see. Who are the first draft picks over here? Candlestick, Titans, and Semtex Max. Okay. Tja, Tino, so there's a chance. All right, hold on one sec. I gotta go turn on the air. Let's bring it back to the first of the month. All right, let's smoke some more. And Charlie Brown, 2K, what up? Gave up Kelsey, Chubb, Kamara, Freiermuth, and the 105 for McBride, the 110, 2-4, 3-4. Man, why? Why? If you're a rebuilding team, like, yeah, McBride, I mean, Freiermuth, I mean, yeah, he's whatever. I mean, Kelsey, there's a reason why they just paid Kelsey two more years and made him the highest tight end. Again, it's because he's worth it and they want to keep him happy. So yeah, giving him up for peanuts, I don't like that. Especially when I'm really not as high on McBride as everybody is. I mean, Chubb and Kamara, you can make whatever, you know, proclamations about them. Like, I feel like Chubb is going like so low right now. I actually traded for 2 shares of Chubb, because I got him so cheap in the grand scheme of things. By dropping one round from the first to the second, I got Chubb. Giving up a second, I got Chubb. Like, so like I don't know. I feel like Chubb's value is just awesome right now because of where you can actually get him. But, yeah, I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have done this because it doesn't really make sense. Like, if you're a rebuilding team, like, you gave up just as many pieces as the other team. And, like, they got all these players. They got all these players. And you only got a first, a second, and a third. Third's trash. If it's a single QB, the second is trash. Yeah, man, I just wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. But I hope it all works out for you. Stranger said, America is 37.97 million square miles. Europe is fucked. Yeah, see, that's crazy. It's 3.93. That's insane. That's insane. Said our country is all but the same size as Europe. Yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts. And shit, I don't even know how many countries are in Europe. But I remember, like, so my sister, she's actually, like, in Spain right now. And she said, like, or at least I heard the story secondhand, that she's talking to people who were like, hey, have you ever been to New York? And, you know, it's all these other places. And she was like, no, not really. And they were like, why? Like, why wouldn't you travel? And she was like, well, she was like, from the West Coast of America, it's like a 5 or 6 hour like plane ride. And like everybody was so shocked that she was talking to, because I think like Spain is like the size of Illinois or like something, you know, one of like the smaller states. So it's like, it's crazy how they're Strange said, ironically, Europe has the exact same amount of countries that America has states. Oh, 50. Okay. And I wonder, I mean, there's got to be some that are as big as Texas and California, like one or two. I have no idea what it would be, because what would it be? London? No, Paris? Which one was the state? Well, see, I don't even know. Like, Europe's so different. Yeah, Tino said the 2.4 and the 3.4 won't be worth much. That's the problem. For sure. For sure. Like, I would have, like doing that trade, I would have pieced it out. Like, if you really want to, like, I know you're not getting much, but shit, you probably could have got higher than a 3-4, like, just for Chubb, you know, by himself. For Kamara, I don't know if you get higher than the 2-4, but you might be able to. And then you traded Kelsey essentially for the 1-10. Like, man, that's rough. That's rough. London is the city in England, and Paris is the city in France. Okay, yeah, there you go. England is the state, and that's got to be one of the bigger, I'm assuming that's got to be one of the bigger states in Europe. And yeah, I wonder how big France, you know, ends up being as well. But all right, enough of that talk. Let's get into some fantasy football talk. And we have so many drafts going on right now. Like, I have so much information that's like in my brain of like the worth of people. And Tina said, what's the UK then? Isn't the United Kingdom a culmination? It's like the United Kingdom is like, what the hell do they call the New England area, right? Or whatever the fuck like it is. Cause there is, it's like the same thing. Oh man, Ryan, you did it. Oh no. He said, don't yell at me, but I ended up sending Goff plus a 26 first for Caleb. Bro, why? Why? You're gonna regret that. Yeah, that will be one when you look at next year, you're gonna regret it, because Goff's value is gonna go up and Caleb's value is gonna go down. Not saying that Caleb's value is gonna go from wherever it is to like the shitter, but like he's being valued so high right now. Like the only way his value is going up is if he throws for 5,000 yards and like 30 plus touchdowns in year one. Like that's the only way his value is going up. Even if he throws for 4,000 yards, if he doesn't throw for 30 plus touchdowns, his value is just going to stay neutral. Like, cause it's so high. It's so high. And hey, if you only play in one fantasy league or one dynasty league and you need to have Caleb, go for it. I give advice based on like me playing in a shitload of leagues, all of us playing in like a shitload of leagues. Tino said he likes it. Tino said he likes it. I don't. I don't. Stranger said France is halfway between the size of California and the size of Texas. Okay. And see, Emil agrees. He said, you'll regret that trade, Caleb. Or you regret that Caleb trade. I think so, too. I mean, it would be a next year thing that you would regret it, not this year. But it is, it's so highly unlikely that that Caleb's value is going to increase. It could stay neutral, and that's just as good as, like, you know, increasing. But that, like, man, he could drop like so much. He could drop so much. All right. Derek just messaged me, said I'm on the clock in the 21. Let me go see where we at over here. At 412. Is this my first pick? Yeah, I won the championship last year. I traded away all my picks, though. And, like, yeah, there's nobody. There's nobody worth picking. Oh, wait, actually, there is. All right, here we go. Just snagged Burton at the... hey, Stranger, what do you think about Burton? Give me some insight on Burton. All right. And Crispy said Goff has the weapons. Yeah, and I mean, it's not like Caleb doesn't either. Like, we can't lie and say that Caleb doesn't have weapons, because Caleb does have weapons. But you got Amon-Ra, no matter what. Like, there's only one Amon-Ra. There's only one, like, Tyreek Hill. You know, there's only one of all these guys who are, like, who we put as the S-class of the wide receivers. And Derek, salute. We're talking a little bit of weed politics before, and how should be changing from a schedule 1 to a schedule 2 or 3. Mio said Goff has an offensive line. I mean, that's one of the best offensive lines, like, in the league. And yeah, Caleb does not have that. And Charlie Brown said, I feel like I would have taken Bowers at the 105. Well, that would have been a trash pick at the 105. So if I get McBride, move back to the 110, I can hope for Brooks, Benson, maybe Keon. No, man. I mean, no. Yeah, you might be able to get Keon at the 2-4 if it's a super flex. If it ain't a super flex, you ain't getting him there, because that's where he's going in super flex, like, range. Brooks, Benson, like, yeah, for sure. But, like, yeah, I mean, at least you know what Chubb is. They didn't go out and go get a whole bunch of, like, RBs, you know, necessarily to, like, you know, to show their hand that he's, like, super fucked up or anything. Tino said Harbaugh plays Smash Mouth. Goff numbers dropped. What? What does Harbaugh have to do with Goff? I'm so confused, Tino. Like, that just made my mind. That made my mind hurt a little bit. Like, why? What the hell does Harbaugh have to do with Goff? And Crispy said Laporta. Yeah, I mean, Tino said, "Damn it, it didn't work this time." I haven't watched film on Burton, so really all I could give you is the play. He's agreed to with various experts' opinions. Said, do you know the on-field incident isn't as bad as the... I don't even know about the on-field incident, so I'm guessing that's why he dropped a little bit then. But yeah, no idea. I just know getting a connection to Goff, he's going so late that he's been one of those people I've been kind of locking in like the fourth or fifth round, like, type of guy in our fantasy drafts, at least for the ones where we have more than four rounds. Anything that's the what's it called? Anything that is super flex and IDP. Oh, we have 7 rounds, just like the real NFL draft. If it's offense only, we only have 4 rounds. And I feel like a guy like Burton might even be a, you know, undrafted free agent in those ones. Stranger said fans charged on the field. He slapped the phone out of a couple people's hands. And next time it happened, he made a beeline for the locker room and was the first guy there. So he learned his lesson. Yeah. And I mean, shit, it's I don't even know how I'd feel like being an athlete on there when the fans like charge, you know, like, cause I mean, I know that they're happy and I know that they're just coming out there to cheer, but I mean, that's very close to like a riot, right? Like, and like, nobody wants to be in the position of where like something could happen to them. Anything could happen to them. So yeah, I mean, shit, I probably would have done worse than knock the phone out of someone's hand. You got all those pads on and you fucking shoulder checking like people and shit like that, like headbutting someone. And right, Tino said Bride trips in thousands of people rush me, right? Like, I mean, I don't even know what I'd do in that exact same situation. And like, yeah, it doesn't matter if they're happy, if they're pissed off, because like, you never know. You never know. You never know. And Emil said, yeah, it's like self-defense. I mean, shit, like, you just, it's ridiculous. The nerd alert, what up? It's like pro wrestling. You should have the right to knock someone out, right? If he would have did a boot and a DDT right in the middle of the ring, nobody should have questioned anything, because those fans shouldn't have been on the field like that. But it's you know, it's college football. So, I mean, the security guards and shit, like, I don't even know what school he went to. So if it's not some, if it's not one of the highest of the highest, it's, you know, like, how's their security? Like, is it legit? Like, like college kids that are like security and flip flops out there. I know there's some teams that probably have security like that. Stranger said he almost also has a diva reputation, but I think the strong personalities in the Bengals locker room are checking very well. Yeah, I mean, shit, it's going to be hard when you got a Higgins and a Chase in there. It's going to be very, very hard to act like a diva. I mean, Chase, what was he, number six, five or six overall pick in the draft? So yeah, there's no diva when you're a third round and you got a first rounder like sitting right next to you, right across from you. And even Higgins, I mean, he was the 33rd overall pick in the draft, first pick in the second round, you know, and first pick after Joe Burrow, and he's lived up to every bit of that hype. So yeah, it would he better not be acting like a diva when you're, you know, you're not even going to be a starter like right away. Is Tyler Boyd not going back? Like, is that one of the things? Cause I know that Burton, he's third on the depth chart right now. It's kind of one of the things that I like at least do with my initial rankings, go diagnose where the teams initially throw them like on the depth chart, because you know, that shows at least what they think about them like right away. And I know nothing's official. These aren't official depth charts, but still, that's something that we go after. And Tino said, you just turned this football game into a shoot, brother. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And thanks, Crispy. Thanks for being a good mod on Twitch. Appreciate you, brother. Stranger said people were tripping because one of the people at the phone was a woman. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But hey, you're in the middle of a riot. It doesn't matter, man or woman. It's all the same. It's all the same. Yeah, and the general Joe Burrow, for sure. I mean, you got, shit, one of the highest paid players in the league over there. It's going to be hard to be a diva when you got, you know, guys like that around you. At least if you are, you would really be like an outsider looking in like right away. And so if he does that, you know, we'll know right away. Emil said Burton will start. He's a good player. Well, I mean, okay. Let's just remember, when it comes to starting wide receivers, you have two on a team. Like, yeah, there's going to be teams that run a whole bunch of three wide receiver sets and stuff, but, and I know there's even some that run so many more like three wide receiver sets than they used to, but still, I'm still only considering a starter first and second wide receiver. And then, yeah, the third wide receiver is going to get a bunch of playing time. It's not like they won't. But when I say starter, I'm only talking about the first and second wide receiver. When I say starter at the running back, I'm only talking about the number one running back, you know, and that's it. Same with the tight end. I mean, even if you run dual set tight ends, I'm still only going to consider that very, very first tight end the starter. And then, you know, not saying that backups don't play second string, because they're not even backups. Like, I mean, we got second string wide receivers who are the number three and four who get a lot of playing time, but they're still not the quote unquote starter. So for anybody who, you know, may get confused about when I say starter. That's what it is. Okay. He said, makes sense. True. And Stranger said, nobody goes five wide more than the Bengals. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got Joey B. You got Joey B. Of course. Like, man. Doesn't even matter who you're throwing out there. Whew. All right. Rookie ranks. So, the biggest rookie ranks this year, or at least like the highest ranked players, if you're in a super flex, we're talking super flex, single QB, QBs are never valued high. And in single QB leagues, like what, are more than like the top like two or three even going to get drafted? Like who the fuck knows? But it's Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, JJ, Bo Nix, and Michael Penix for me. And I even have JJ above Bo Nix, even though Bo Nix is probably going to start right away. And who knows if JJ does. But yeah, just the weapons that JJ has over there. I feel like I like the long term of JJ more than whatever short term we get from Bo Nix. And like, I don't know. Sean Payton's been fucking up. Like, it's hard to put any kind of stock into Bo Nix. But I've drafted him in the first round. And you got – that's what's nuts. I've only seen Bo Nix drop out of the first round once in, like, 20-something, more than 20-something fucking – more than 20-something drafts already. Bo Nix is going, like – I mean, I've seen him go as high as the seventh. Like, I've seen – or no, high as the eighth. Because I've seen five QBs go in those first eight picks. Like, we've seen that a lot. So, yeah, if you want a QB in Superflex, you have to take them with your first pick. And Tino said, man, poor Michael Penix. And see, Michael Penix, like, still, even though he's the number sixth ranked QB for me and has to be the sixth ranked QB for pretty much everybody. I've seen him get drafted before Bo Nix. I've seen him get drafted before JJ. So you have to know your room. You have to look at the person who has Kirk Cousins and see if QB is a really, really big concern on their squad, because they may jump and take Michael Penix. But I have I've seen Penix go in the second round, like early second, mid second. So it kind of just depends, like, on your league. And Mills said, I don't see Jaden Daniels doing well in Washington as long as Cliff Kingsbury is the offensive coordinator. I mean, that's going to suck. Like, it really is. Yeah, it really is. I don't know how Cliff Kingsbury got a job as an offensive coordinator.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jaden Daniels is so talented, though. That's why he still warrants it, because, I mean, why would Drake May, you know, go higher than him with the Patriots, as bad as they've been offensively? You know, JJ, we don't even know if he's going to start year one. If you don't start year one and you're sitting behind a Sam Darnold, are you the QB of the future? Like, maybe, but you also need to show out whenever he gets his chance, because I'm assuming with Sam Darnold as the QB, if he does end up being the QB, I mean, division's a lot tougher than before. I don't see that this go. I mean, they're not going to be a 10-win team. Like, maybe they're maybe they're a 6-win team with Darnold, and who knows? Maybe it's 6 wins through, I don't know, 13 games or 14 games or something like that, where they're like just below 500, but it's almost to the point where like they might not be able to be competing for that wild card unless they get a bunch of things going their way. So then maybe they bring in JJ, and then that's going to tell us like everything, like at least initially, like how we could think about them. Spencer Rattler. Oh, well, actually, before Spencer Rattler, if you have Kirk Cousins, just go get Michael Penix. Figure out a way to get Michael Penix, to get him as a backup on your squad. Because I will tell you, there was one time where I was drafting, and this is years ago, and I got Aaron Rodgers, then I got Jordan Love, you know, later. I mean, this is a startup, getting Jordan Love way later, so I have the duo. And then what do you know? A couple years later, I got two starting quarterbacks. So, yeah, there could be a day where Kirk Cousins gets traded away, where he gets released in, I don't know, year three. Could be released in year three. He's probably going to play the 3 years, though, because he could be released in year four with a minimal minimal dead cap that year compared to the rest. But, yeah, Michael Penix. I know he's super talented, just the situation sucks. That's why I got him ranked number six. And I've drafted him in a few places. Shit, I've even traded up to draft him. Like, I think I traded the 212 and the 312 to jump up and get him at the 2-3, 2-4, something like that. And that's a league where I'm super, super QB needy. Super, super QB needy. So felt like I had to do that because we were hitting a big tier break, not only in the QBs, but amongst like all the other positions as well. And then Spencer Rattler, I mean, I've seen him drafted in the third round in Superflex. He's more like a fourth round guy. I would say that's kind of like the average of where I see him getting drafted, somewhere in the fourth round. Not necessarily just by Derek Carr managers either. So that's something to be on the lookout for, because I do like Rattler. And, you know, Derek Carr's whatever. Joe Milton the third. I do like getting Joe Milton late because you can get him. I mean, he's a fifth, sixth round guy. I mean, he's fourth on the depth chart right now, but that doesn't matter to me. You know, if he comes in, has the moxie, I mean, who does he got in front of him? Like, I know he's got Drake May in front of him, but, you know, I can't even, why am I blanking on the other guy, like, right now? Zappy. I mean, shit, is Zappy gonna keep the backup job? Like, who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? Stranger said, I'm back, had to make arrangements to go look at a riding lawnmower. Okay, mine bit the dust. Oh, man. Yeah, out in Oregon, that's got to be like a prerequisite, right? Tina said, bro, if I had a big lawn, I'd for sure get a John Deere. Bakes, what up? He said, who are the five highest IDP ranked players in rookie drafts? Well, I'll give you my highest ranked players, then I'll tell you how they're kind of being drafted. So for me, it's Edrin Cooper and Junior Colson. Those are the number one and two for me. Edrin Cooper, he's going to be starting for the Packers. Junior Colson's going to be starting for the Chargers. Those guys should be going in there right away. We got the Michigan connection with Junior Colson and what's his name, and Harbaugh. And then it's Dallas Turner and Jared Verse. After that, like, those are a lot of times Dallas Turner is the first IDP player drafted. So I don't have, I have Cooper ranked higher than Turner, but if you want Turner, you got to get him first. Like, you have to jump. I've seen him go early in the third. I haven't seen him go in the second, but I've seen him go early in the third, and I've seen him go anywhere in the third round. I think on a league that didn't draft IDP high, he went like early fourth. But yeah, him and Jared Verse, they're coming. They're coming off the board quick. And that's what's crazy is even from Latu. I've seen ones where he does go higher than Verse and higher than Colson. And I think I might've even seen him go higher than Edrin Cooper, but for me, he's number six. So the way that I would rank my top six is Edrin Cooper, Junior Colson, both linebackers, and then Dallas Turner, who, I think he just has edge rusher eligibility, and then Jared Verse, edge rusher eligibility. And then Marist Lefau, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but the linebacker that the Cowboys drafted, in the third round because he should be starting right away. I mean, that's one of the biggest needs for the Cowboys was linebacker. And I know they filled one, you know, one void with Eric Kendricks, but yeah, multiple voids in their linebacker core, lost, you know, a couple people. And so, yeah, that would be how I would rank the top six. So Edgerrin Cooper, Junior Colson, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Marist LeFou on the Cowboys, and then Latu Latu on the Colts. Those would be my top six right there. And then when it comes to DBs, so the IDPs, I still have to go through and like officially do my rankings. Like I got top seven for the DLs. So Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Latu, Chop Robinson, Darius Robinson, Marshawn Nealon, and Chris Braswell. Those are the guys who I have as my top seven right now for DL. My top four, and I'm probably going to be changing this around because I put Jeremiah Trotter as number four, just, you know, just because it's Jeremiah Trotter Jr., you know, but I still gotta get things going over there. But Edgerrin Cooper, Junior Colson, Marist LeFou, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, but I will just call him ML on the Cowboys, and then Jeremiah Trotter. Those are my top four. And then I've only got my top three locked in for the DBs, but it's Javon Bullard, Tyler Newbin, and Cooper. Is it Dejean? And that's crazy. They have him listed on the depth chart as a safety right away. So I have a feeling he's going to be one of those nickel cornerback / safety like type of players. So that's why I have him ranked as the number three. And you know, traditional cornerbacks, I'm probably not really going to be ranking them super high other than this year, because like there's very, very little amount of safeties that seem like they're, you know, that they're worth much of anything in these drafts. But yeah, the IDP gonna be very, very tricky this year. I feel like I'm not gonna put a whole bunch of draft capital into IDP. I mean, sixth and seventh round, I mean, that's always going to be IDP, but outside of that, I think I'm going to be trying to take offensive players as much as I can, and then just picking up players off of waivers, because I'm sure there's going to be a bunch of random IDP guys who are on the waivers. I mean, it's always like that. And Bake said, for show, he said, I've seen Verse and Turner go high. He said, who is that guy the Eagles drafted at cornerback? Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. They went back-to-back cornerbacks with their first two picks. Let's see. Let's see. Someone asked about a taxi squad. There we go. I guess I didn't get them all in there right away. Let's see. Stranger said John Deere has a 22% chance of something breaking in the first 4 years, and they are the best in the market. The next best is 37. Damn. Tino said, I can't comment on this section because I'm currently drafting IDPs. Unless there's somebody in the draft with you. I mean, we're all in the same draft. I'm literally drafting with all you guys right now. And Emil said, so what's that mean for guys like Darius Slay? I mean, in fantasy, like, I mean, Darius Slay is kind of whatever. Like, anyways, are you talking fantasy? Are you talking real life? Because, yeah, Quinyon Mitchell, I mean, shit, he's going to be the number one, I'm assuming, on their squad. And then they got Cooper DeJean. Like I said, he's probably going to be like the nickel cornerback / safety, like hybrid, because they got him listed as a backup safety right now. Ryan said, how much does Kelce extension boost his dynasty value? I mean, tremendously, because like, I mean, shit, we saw a trade a little bit earlier where someone pretty much gave away Kelce for nothing. Pretty much nothing. So like, for me, Kelce is still rated so high, like, for me, like, it's, yeah, like 2 years of Kelce production is better than, I mean, It could be better than 2 years of any other tight end's production. Okay, so that's one. How many wide receivers is he going to have better production than just in these next 2 years, you know, that the extension happened? Yeah, so if anybody is tripping on Kelce, go trade for him. Go trade for him and like until the cows come home, remind everybody how fucking old he is, or whoever you're trading with. That's the only person that matters. Go remind that person how old Kelce is. Cause if they're trying to trade him in general, that means you take advantage. You take advantage if you can. And don't forget the number one rule of fantasy football for the 420 crew. You never trade away Kelce, especially if you have a tight end spot. You never trade away Kelce. And what's rule number two of the 420 crew in fantasy football? If you don't have Kelce, you go trade for him every single day. You just keep sending trade offers until the cows come home. And Bake said Simmons is old. Tina said Chief Stink, someone's gotta stop him. Big said, yeah, Mitchell was a high prospect, but John was supposed to go way higher apparently in the real draft. I like Cooper, he's a Swiss Army knife. Yeah, I mean, jack of all trades, master of none, though. Like, that's the thing. Jack of all trades, master of none. Could he be great in the NFL? Hell yeah. But he's not going to be a traditional cornerback. So we have to see how the team is going to scheme him. And yeah, and come on, man. Like, do we not know why Cooper was rated as the highest cornerback by what, consensus casual fans? I mean, come on, man. Like, everybody just wants to see a white cornerback get drafted. At least all the white people, you know, do. But when he ran that 4-4, that 4-4-4, I said it right there. He's not getting drafted in the first round. If he would have touched 4-3-9, first rounder, guaranteed, because somebody would have jumped. Eagles did it the right way. They go and they draft Quinyon Mitchell, who a lot of people had number one. He's a 4-3 guy. A lot of people had number one, but we saw big lists where Mitchell was like number two and three and four. Like, there's so many different analysts who had, you know, Terrion Arnold higher, Cooper DeJean higher. So yeah, I mean, Eagles did it the right way because now they went and did get that Swiss Army knife, but let's see how they use it. Like, that's what it's going to come down to. How are they going to use it? Either way, he's in my top three at DB, and Quinyon Mitchell is not. Terrion Arnold is not. Nate Wiggins is not. I mean, all those guys were first rounders. Kool-Aid is not. Pretty sure he was drafted higher than Cooper, right? So, yeah, even though Cooper is not even slated as a starter right now, I have him still number three in my overall DB ranks. And yeah, all my three overall DBs were all second round drafted guys. The three first round drafted guys, they're going to be getting in the mix with the next, with the first and second round cornerbacks outside of Cooper DeJean, however we say it. All those guys are going to be kind of mixed up, you know, in there. And like, even some of the safeties that were drafted in the second, third, fourth round, even those guys I'm probably going to put higher than a lot of these cornerbacks. Cause yeah, there's kind of like no reason for us to put crazy, crazy high value in a lot of these cornerbacks. Adema, what up? He said, I went to the draft in Detroit and it was pretty cool. A lot of people. Bro, it looked insane. It looked insane. When I went here in Vegas, I mean, there's a shitload of people. But when seeing Detroit like that was insane. I mean, it was so many people, they had to stop letting people in. It was nowhere like that in Vegas. Shit, did you guys see the video, like Detroit, when they stopped letting people in, like some people they found a chink in the security armor. They just went and started climbing gates and shit. And like, man, it was, they were getting wild. Bake said, Cooper DeJean can become medalist. Yeah, Yeah. Tino said Chiefs probably have the fastest wide receiver group in the league now. Probably. Ryan said pretty deep at tight end with Kittle, Ferguson, likely Hill, but still want to trade for Kelce. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Trade Ferguson and likely. I mean, shit. There might even be some people who put Kittle higher. Like, I don't know. I'd be trying to keep Kittle, but I'd be putting Kittle in a trade. If it means bringing back Kelce, I'd put Kittle in the trade. Stranger said I laughed when the Chiefs drafted John Ross 2.0. Yeah, I mean, the jury's still out on Worthy. I'm still nervous about him. I've drafted him in a couple places, but I'm nervous. And Emil said 700,000 plus people's insane. Well, I think that was for the whole 3 days, not for any one day. That would be insane. There would have been riots. There would have been people dead if there's 700,000 people there at one time. And Charlie Brown said Kelce extension is big, but I'm spoiled for having him from a decade. What's the difference? Maker weekly and fantasy points at his age. I think they let him coast until the playoffs. Well, I guess you'll figure it out when you go against him, because like, you're so spoiled that you forgot how much of a difference Kelce actually gives you compared to everybody else in the league. And now you got McBride, who is he going to be the exact same McBride that he was last year? If he is, that means for half the season, he's going to be shit. So yeah, man, I think you messed up on that trade. I think you traded away Kelce way too cheap. Adema said Miami, still Hill and Waddle for sure. And Beck said Detroit, what? Oh, man. Hold on. Hold on there for the 313. And I got to make my pick in the number 13. I'm on at the 4-9 right now. And this one I had, like, no draft picks. I only have Romy Rome, who I picked at the 1-9. And I haven't had any picks. Running backs suck when they get this far.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in one moment, did you capture
it?
Just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. He won't have it, he knows his whole back to these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't do better. Lose his mouth in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity grows once in a lifetime. You better lose his mouth in the music.
It's funny, Chris, we said don't be trying to degrade my Mitchell picks. I mean, the Eagles do have a really good front seven. So, yeah, Mitchell, maybe a lot of people pick on him in the beginning. I mean, Sauce as a rookie, I mean, he had a lot of games where, I mean, he had, you know, a bunch of tackles, got the INTs, you know, stuff like that. And Crispy, you're the man. I didn't even see it in here. Crispy gifting out a 420 crew membership on Twitch. You the man. Let's see. Who did it give it to? It was to Emil. There we go. Make sure Emil gets that green cross next to his name. And then let me go mark you down, Crispy, so I don't forget. Not sure what the next raffle is going to be, but whatever it is, we're going to make sure that it's good, and we're going to make sure that Crispy gets his gifted sub. Noble in the house. What up? What's up, Noble? Woo, woo. and we're still alive right here. Noble lost another tooth. What happened? You look under the pillow?
And I got my $2.
What? Noble got $2?
But it wasn't a two single.
What?
It wasn't a two single.
It wasn't a two single?
No.
And Derek said, salute Noble.
Salute Derek.
All right. Well, we're going to be getting out of here in a few minutes here. I'm going to go out there and I'll be out there in a few minutes. Okay. Careful, whoop. All right. Ta, fuck a Papa Doc, fuck a clock, fuck a trailer. Fuck y'all if you doubt me. I'm a piece of fucking white trash and I wear it proudly, man. Oh! So funny. All right. Okay, how about the running backs? So, Jonathan Brooks, Blake Corum, Trey Benson, man, that's it. If you need running back, you have to get one of those guys or else you're just taking dart throws, like either way. But the dart throws that I would be taking next, Bucky Irving with the Bucks, Ray Davis with the Bills, Jalen Wright with the Dolphins, Isaac Guerrero with the Niners, Braylon Allen, Marshawn Lloyd, Will Shipley, Audric Estime, Tyrone Tracy. I mean, those are like my top 12. I mean, I can keep going. I mean, so many dart throws. Really, the first three, that's it. All three of those guys will be gone by the middle of the second round. If you're in the super flex league, or if you're in a non-super flex league, all three of those guys are probably going to be gone in the first round because there's really not too many. There's really not too many running backs right now that we see with any kind of path. So, I mean, these are just my initial, you know, rankings. I'd say like probably like once a month or anytime we get like big news, you know, I'll probably be redoing it. Ryan said, you've been following along with the Kendrick Drake beef. He said, would love your thoughts on it and who's winning, bro. Neither one of them are winning. Every diss track that I've heard from those guys fucking suck. It's like, what the fuck? Like your diss to Kendrick Lamar is that you had Taylor Swift as a feature and you're making all kinds of money. Like, oh, big whoopty fucking do. You really fucking hurt his heart and soul with those bars. Like, it's horrible. Like, Derek shared the Kendrick Lamar song, and like they're all trash. Like, a Tupac ruined diss tracks for everybody, because like, if I'm listening to the song and first off, if the beat isn't super aggressive, you're already lost. And yeah, like Kendrick Lamar, I feel like he really chose the wrong beat for, you know, for his diss track. And I mean, Drake's trash, man. Like, it is. Like, I can't believe Derek said that Kendrick diss was fire. I mean, it wasn't. Like, I mean, if we're comparing it to I'm not saying the beat wasn't dope, but yeah, it was not aggressive enough. And Derek said, you have to listen to the whole song. I mean, I listened to like 3 minutes of it, and I'm like, man, like, what is going, like, this shit sucks. I heard it. I heard the beat crank up. It cranked up like a minute in or something like that. And then I was like, okay, well, this is better than the first minute. But yeah, I'm definitely not the guy who has like an ear for music, you know, and I won't be the guy who will be creating any music or making any music. But I do know diss tracks, and like, those were whack ass diss tracks. And like, if you're comparing it to each other, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't even know who would win out of both of them. I'd probably have to force myself to go listen to it, like, to go listen to them again. But, you know, let's do a dab. These guys are just fucking ridiculous to even be talking about, but we're talking about them. And Derek said the beginning was trash. I mean, shit, if you don't start hard, like, you're losing. You're like, it lost me in the beginning. Like, that's why. Like, yeah, I know the beat changed, and I guess I can't even remember like the third beat, but I listened to like 3 minutes of like, what, a 5 minute song or something. Like, if you can't win me over by like 2 or 3 minutes into your song, like, I'm not listening to all 5 minutes of it. But yeah, I mean, I'm comparing it to like, I'm comparing it to what a diss track would be if it was in the 90s. And like, yeah, it's, I don't know. I couldn't vibe with it. Also, they're not really, I don't know. I guess I don't even really have a style, you know, but Kendrick, I mean, to me, he's whatever. He's a hella good lyricist or whatever, but you know, like, I don't know. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people who love him, and I'm glad that he's repping SoCal and repping Compton and all that, but I don't know. And Derek said, don't compare it to the Nas and the Jay-Z. Not fair. Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's, I don't know. That's, yeah. And Derek, he said he loves Kendrick and Drake. And see, and that's, yeah, that, you know, I know you do. For me, I never listen to Kendrick or Drake, like any of them. Yeah. All right. How about wide receivers? Give you the last bit of, I know. And see, Derek said, once you get to 3 minutes and on, he goes in. Yeah. See, and that kind of sucks. Like, like you got to hit it hard right out the gates, man. Like if you got 5 minutes that you're planning for, like that's 5 minutes of war. It needs to be 5 minutes of hardcore going to war. Not like me planning this like elaborate song that has all these crazy levels too. I gotta listen to more than I listen to 4 or 5 minutes for me to think, oh man, he's really getting them. You gotta get him right out the gate. He could have had peaks and valleys, but he needed to start with the peak. And it was like he just kept, I mean, if that's what it was, Derek, because I didn't even get to any of the good parts. I cut it off at like 3 minutes and 30 seconds or something. And Charlie said that Pusha T Drake diss was from like 5 years ago, was last hard diss track, but I didn't keep it up. He made it 6 minutes because Drake is the 6 minute god. I mean, that's tough. I mean, so that's kind of rough. Like, why did he have to copy something? Like, why did he have to do something that was Drake's style? And Tino said, maybe listen to it. Hussey exposing Drake. You know, Drake got a what? What the hell is a BBL and a nose job? I mean, but I don't care about that. Like, I mean, you guys think that Hollywood and rap, like, they're all fake anyways. Like, why would plastic surgery, like, oh, we got a nose job. Ooh, shit. A BBL is a butt job. Like, hey, man. A lot of these rappers are fruity to me. So like, yeah, like that's already weird, but a lot of them do fruity shit anyways. And they're fucking hanging out with P. Diddy and stuff. And like, you're already hanging out with P. Diddy. We know you're doing some fruity stuff. You might be getting paid for it, but you're still doing some fruity stuff. And Bake said, best diss ever. I know you're about, I know something about you. Went to Cranbrook. That's a private school. What's the matter, dog? You embarrassed? This guy's a gangster. His real name's Clarence. And Tina said, why a man need to get a butt job? Hey, I have no idea. Probably to do some fruity stuff. Like, I mean, it is what it is. Like, man, look at all the people that are getting exposed for doing fruity stuff at these P. Diddy parties. I mean, come on. Like, do we still not think that, like, we already knew that Hollywood was swinging that way a long time ago. You know, we already knew. And now all this shit's getting exposed about the rappers. Now I just assume that most people, if you're famous, you're swinging that way. That's it. Like, if you're famous, making hella money in the record world, and you don't own the record label, you're doing something to get that happen. Like, I mean, shit, why do we not think that anymore? Like, look at all the shit that P. Diddy was doing to get people famous. Like, man. And Emil said, if you're rich, you get a nose job too. Oh, man. Yeah. I don't think I'd be the person to get any plastic surgery, but I've never had enough money to even like consider it. Emil said Diddy is innocent. Oh man, Diddy was making people back that ass up more than Cash Money and Juvenile. It's crazy. Like, it's just like all this Diddy shit ruined the entire like music industry for me. Cause now I just assume that anybody who got anywhere with the with these records, like, it's all politics. It's all politics. And man, P. Diddy, the politicking you gotta do with Diddy. Oh man. Like Kat said, you got to tell Diddy no. You got to tell Diddy no. Oh, man. And Tino said, I'd get big ass hands just to go fuck with people when I shook their hands. And Beg said, if you're rich, you bleach your you bleach your skin. Apparently, Macaulay Culkin is almost clear. Remember in Space Jam, I brought this up, I think, a couple days ago, where... It was when Bill Murray was talking to Michael Jordan, and he was like, yeah, you know, the NBA is going to need some more white guys. Or something. He was like, he's like, cause yeah, there's like none. And Michael Jordan's like, what about Larry? Larry's white. And, and Bill Murray's like, no, Larry's not white. Larry's clear. Okay. Man, I want to see supposedly 50 Cent is going to be doing some kind of documentary. I don't know if it's on Diddy specifically or if it's just on the music industry in general. But 50 Cent is putting something together. And I'm very curious what it's going to be. All right. I'm going to get up out of here. But before I do, I got to remind you guys, go join the crew at 420crew.org. It's like our private social media on Patreon. You're going to be updated with all the different leagues that we got going on, the different square experiences that we got going on. What else? We got the best ball tourney that's going to be back in full swing starting this next week with Monday, Wednesday, Friday drafts. We got slow drafts that are filling right now. Go check out the posts over there. You guys could join for free. But remember, if you join as a paid member, you are pretty much sponsoring the show at that point. Like, we don't have any corporate sponsorships or anything like that around here. So literally everybody who is a paid member in the 420 crew, you guys are one of the sponsors of the show. It's much appreciated. You can get on for like $5 a month. Go look at all the different tiers and perks and everything that's available. We do monthly raffles. One of the last raffle that we did for 420, epic. I mean, there was a signed jersey that got raffled off, a Ricky Williams inscribed 420 ball, football that got raffled off. Yeah, bunch of Cannoline was one of the sponsors of this raffle. Flour Mill was one of the sponsors of this raffle. And yeah, so make sure you guys join. We got a lot of cool things happening. Tino said, I'm all about the $1. He said, what the fuck is 50 Cent? He said, my bad. Love you, 50. I got bad reactions. Baby Regal's doing good. He's getting huge. He's like, I think he's gained like 2 pounds, like just in the first month, like just in the first 2 weeks, he like gained a pound. Like he's getting big. He's getting big. And Bake said, I bet Noble's been happy being a big brother. He's like, remember Animaniacs? Remember the girl who loves the animals? I just got to hug him and squeeze him. And that's Noble. That's Noble. So it's like, it's almost too much, like how much he loves them. A little bit overbearing sometimes. But yeah, it has been, it's been good. Yeah, he said, Bet Noble's been happy being a big brother for sure. For sure. All right, guys, we're going to get up out of here. Appreciate you rocking. Monday, Wednesday, Friday is when we're doing the Elevated Sports chat here, Elevated Sports Talk show here, and you can catch us on YouTube, Fantasy Football Hustler. You can catch us on Twitch, 420 Crew _, on Facebook at the Fantasy Football Hustler page, on Twitter at the 420 Crew page, Instagram at the FF Hustler 420 page. We're on Weed and Whiskey TV. We're going to be live over there pretty soon. We got to work out a little bit of the logistics, but we're going to start live streaming over there as well. So if you have Roku, if you have the Roku box, I believe, you can go get Weed and Whiskey TV, and you should find us. It is it's going to be dope. And there we go. Derek said, everyone, keep checking your drafts when you're up. Yes, keep checking your drafts. Next year, we are not having every single draft start on Monday. It's not happening. Not going to do it. Next year, it's going to be like maybe like 5 drafts start a day or something like that. But yeah, next year is going to be way different. It's way too much to keep up with. Way too much to keep up with. It's been an insane week, and it's only Wednesday. And Derek, appreciate you. Salute all the vets out there on Weed and Whiskey TV. Salute Charlie Brown 2K. Have a good day with the fam. Appreciate you. And Derek said, I like it better this way. Oh man, yeah, but you're only in what, like 2 or 3 drafts? It's way different when you're fucking, wait, I mean, I'm trying to keep up with, let's see, 26, 29. I'm trying to keep up with like over 40 drafts, like right now. Not myself, I'm not in all 40, but being the commissioner of all 40. Insane. I mean, there's trades happening all the time. Like, I mean, that's why, like, I even did Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like for this, and no best ball fast drafts. Like, I had like literally been focused on these drafts. And doing my rankings and all that too. But yeah, it's insane. It's insane. So, all right. We'll see you guys later. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the y'all don't really want me now.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.